This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine you could own everything that this world has to offer. Think about the palaces of the kings and presidents, the cars of the rich, and the wealth of the billionaires. Now imagine you could have easily gained all of that this morning, but maybe you lost out. How bad would you feel? Assalamu alaikum. I'm your brother Abu Abdussalam speaking to you from the blessed city of Mecca. Allah, the most merciful and almighty, has kept many virtues in the different types of acts of worship in Islam. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what acts of worship might be hard for His servants. Hence, we find huge reward and virtues in those difficult actions. Take, for example, the obligation of Hajj. It's compulsory for those who are fit and financially able to do it once in their lifetime. The reward of an accepted Hajj is nothing less than Jannah. It also clears your history of any bad deeds. So, after performing an accepted Hajj, you have a clean slate, just like the day your mother gave birth to you. But Hajj isn't easy. It requires patience, traveling, a lot of physical effort, mental effort, and struggle. And sometimes it can also cost you a lot of money. At the same time, Allah has also kept huge rewards for small acts of worship. They may include reciting certain du'as or chapters in the Quran, for example, or other types of worship. One of these acts of worship is something we can easily do every single day, insha'Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the two raka'as of Fajr, meaning the two sunnah before Fajr, are better than this world and everything in it. And this hadith is narrated by Muslim. Subhanallah. Let's just think about that and internalize it for a minute. In the eyes of Allah, the two rak'ahs of the sunnah prayer before Fajr are better than having trillions of pounds or dollars, better than mansions, gold, silver, cars, fame, the huge buildings we see, the animal kingdom, the skies, the seas, you name it. These two rak'ahs are better than everything, the entire world and everything it contains. Allahu Akbar. To get something which is better than the whole world and everything it contains in the hereafter, it just takes us to wake up and perform two rak'ahs of sunnah prayer before Fajr. Of course, you have to pray the fard too. In this life, think about how difficult it is to sometimes even make ends meet or to save up for a house or a car or, you know, things that we want. Moreover, even if we owned the entire world and everything it contains, it would only benefit us for maybe 60, 70, 80, 100 years, 120 years if you live long. You know, in this world, we only live for a short time. But to get something better than the entire world in the hereafter, it will benefit us for eternity, forever. So let's all make a firm intention to pray these two rak'ahs before Fajr every morning. They won't take long. We will see blessings because of them in this life and their true value on the Day of Judgment. Finally, if this, my brothers and sisters, is the reward of praying just two rak'ahs of sunnah prayer before Fajr, and that it is better than the whole world and everything that it contains, then imagine how huge the reward for our five daily obligatory prayers will be in the hereafter. Obligatory acts of worship are more beloved to Allah, and the scholars say they are rewarded much more by Allah than voluntary deeds. So let's make sure we never miss our prayers again. Who's going to join me in making a resolution that we'll never ever miss another prayer again? Let me know in the comments if you're also going to make this resolution, inshallah. If you benefited from this video, then tag someone else who could also benefit so you can get their reward too, inshallah. And finally, if you enjoyed this video, don't forget to subscribe to the channel or page to get other videos like it. I'm your brother, Abu Abdussalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.